हरे कृष्णा सर, वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू। आई वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू टू कुसुम सरोवर धाम एंड गोवर्धन ऑन थर्सडे 31 मार्च 2016। हरे कृष्णा। कुसुम सरोवर इज़ अ वेरी स्पिरिचुअली इंटेंस एंड पावरफुल प्लेस हैविंग मैनी मैनी पास टाइम्स। टुडे वील डिस्कस वन पास टाइम। ऑल ऑफ अस नो दैट श्री कृष्णा मैरिड 16,108 वाइव्स एंड 8 ऑफ देम वर मैरिड बिफोर एंड रुक्मिणी वॉज द चीफ क्वीन एंड 16,100 वर द लेडीज फ्रॉम Jarasandha's prison. So all of them from childhood were in love with Krishna. And then when they got married with Krishna, they were very happy as their love was fulfilled. But from childhood, they used to all time get the news from Mathura, Gokul, Nandgaon, Varsana, Vrindavan about the so beautiful, sweet, loving pastimes of Sri Krishna. So when they got married, they were always eager to hear those pastimes. And there was one personality, Rohini Devi, the mother of Sri Balaram. She was there in Nandgaon also. She was there in Gokul also. And then she left and she went, was in Mathura also, and she was in Dwarka also. Even Devaki, being a mother of Krishna, she only saw Krishna when she gave birth to him, and maybe few minutes of interaction, and then he went to Gokul. So even she was very eager to know, learn, hear about Sri Krishna's childhood pastimes in Braja. So one time all of them approached Rohini Devi and told that, Rohini Devi, you have witnessed with your own eyes the beautiful childhood pastimes of Sri Krishna. We want to hear from you. So she said, it's all right, I can always describe to you Sri Krishna's pastimes. But moment you describe or discuss or narrate the beautiful pastimes of Sri Krishna of childhood in Braj, immediately he'll appear over there. He will call his charioteer Daruka, tell him to get his chariot ready and let's go to Vrindavan. And you know, if he goes to Vrindavan, he will never come back. So what do you want? So they said, okay, no, we want our husband with us, we don't want to lose him. But the urge to hear about Sri Krishna's pastimes kept on coming again and again and again and again. Every time they would hear this and they would cancel the idea. But one time they were very desperate, and even Devaki Mataji was also very desperate. So they decided on the plan that, okay, the problem is that Sri Krishna will come and Sri Krishna will go to Vrindavan and will not return. So we will see that Sri Krishna doesn't come only. Sri Krishna Balaram will not appear only. So they decided a place, a venue. They closed all the doors of the venue, locked them. They kept only one door for entry, and they decided that Rohini Devi will sit, start narrating, Devaki will sit in the audience, and Rukmini Devi and so many other queens, thousands of them, will sit in the audience, and Subhadra Devi will stand at their door, which is entry. And then Subhadra Devi will knock us immediately, as soon as in the horizon, far distance, she sees Krishna Balaram approaching. She will knock the door and we will just disappear from that place as if nothing is happening. So there is no question. So at least we can get to hear Sri Krishna Balaram's pastimes till that moment of time, till they start appearing on the horizon to approach that place. So well done, very good plan, wonderful plan, nothing to worry. We are always going to be intimated or alerted by Subhadra Devi. So we can hear the stories very peacefully. So they all sat down. And Rohini Devi began to narrate beautiful pastimes. You can imagine Rohini Devi, one who is one of the most important devotee, who has Vatsalya Bhav, who has motherly affection, parental affection towards Sri Krishna and Balaram, the very mother of Sri Balaram, stayed in Gokul and Nandgaon. She has witnessed and being a participant of all the childhood pastimes of Krishna. She is narrating. Imagine how much love, how much motherly parental affection must be there. So everybody just became engrossed, and obviously, for sure enough, the Devi who is standing at the door also is equally eager to hear. And she puts her ear to the door. And she is also hearing everything. And within few minutes, she goes into unconsciousness in ecstasy. With broad eyes, with a broad smile all the way to the ears, and such an ecstasy, she falls down unconscious. So she loses the control over her composure, and she's supposed to knock the door if they come, but she's unconscious, and inside everybody is very free of tension, nobody is worried, they are absolutely anxiety free because somebody is standing on the door, but they don't know that she's unconscious. And sure enough, Sri Krishna Balaram appear there, and they see their sister Subhadra Devi unconscious at a door. So they come to understanding that something is going on inside. So they also put their ears to the door, and they hear their own pastimes, and they become completely ecstatic. So many transformations in their body take place there of ecstasy, and sometimes their arms go in, sometimes their arms come out, and sometimes they laugh and smile, shed tears, their throat gets choked up, they become like a stumbha, that is, they become stunned, and finally their limbs go inside their body and their eyes become wide and their smile becomes up to the ears, and they fall down, both of them, on each side of Subhadra Devi. Inside, what is happening? Inside, everybody is simply in ecstasy. At times they are shedding tears and they are having hair standing on their end. At one point of time, they reach their peak of emotions, spiritual emotions. And at that time, suddenly Sri Krishna Balaram, in the baby form, you know, just ornamented and hardly any cloth in their body, not nice ornaments, garlands, and having butter in the hand, having a rope, and having also the stick to churn the butter. Both of them appear almost in naked form in front of all the queens, Mother Devaki and Mother Rohini also. And when that happens, Devaki, from her breast, so much of love, because of so much of love, rivers of milk flow. And with that ecstasy of motherly parental affection, seeing the baby Krishna in front of her own eyes, she just falls unconscious. And then all of the queens, they become completely ecstatic, and you know, because of the ecstasy, they also develop parental affection. They are queens of Krishna, they are young girls, they are just married to Krishna, but they develop love for Krishna as if they were mother of Krishna. And that's how, after that, then Sri Krishna Balaram, they disappear from the scene. They give darshan and they disappear. Then everybody settles down, katha is over. Then Rukmini Devi calls Vajranab and tells him that, please make two deities of Sri Krishna and Balaram. She narrates the whole description of beauty of Krishna and Balaram and how they were holding a churning rod and then having a rope in the hand and some butter. So Vajranab makes two deities, Krishna and Balaram. And Rukmini Devi, to the time she disappeared from this world, from that time onwards, she worshipped those two deities in her own house while she was serving her husband as a husband in her own house. But her worshipable deities were Sri Krishna Balaram in baby form, whom she would serve in a motherly parental affection. And she would serve personal Krishna with conjugal loving affection. So many, many years passed away, and then Sri Krishna disappeared one day. By his own sweet will, he decided to end his pastimes, and he came to Braj, and he took all the Brajvasis to Golok Vrindavan, and he also departed for his own abode. He had told Sri Parikshit Maharaj and Sri Vajranab, and also to Uddhava, that when my departure will take place, my wives will become very upset. They will become very, very morose, and they will be unable to bear my separation. They will cry, and you need to get them to Brajbhumi. And from there, they will attain their welfare and ultimate destiny of their life. So Vajranab and Parikshit Maharaj, they brought them to Jamuna, first to Vrindavan, and they saw Jamuna was flooding and so many waves and so much happiness. And so they were wondering, Jamuna also is the co-wife of Krishna, the fifth wife of Krishna. So they asked Jamuna, how Jamuna Devi, you are our co-wife and we are lamenting on losing our husband on his departure and you are apparently appear to be so happy. She said, we are Brijvasis, we stay in Braj and we belong to Radharani. And Radharani, in her case, even if Krishna is not there or Krishna is there, she is always in the ecstasy of associating with Krishna in bhava form. So there is simultaneous separation and simultaneous joy of meeting and simultaneous pain of separation. To understand the intricacy of this principle, please go to Kusum Sarovar and please meet Uddhavji over there. And do you know how to invoke the presence of Uddhava? Uddhava is in the form of a Gulmalata. Gulmalata is the insignificant grass at the forest in Kusum Sarovar. He has done tapasya to attain that form, to achieve the dust of the gopi's lotus feet. So what you have to do? You have to go there and perform Harinam Sankirtan. Chant the names of Sri Krishna, variety of names depicting the Leelas. And with great love and affection, when you do Sankirtan of the holy name, he will come out. So all of them were brought here and they did Sankirtan of the holy name. You can imagine such Sankirtan it must have been. How great, how wonderful, and how divine, how ecstatic that Harinam Sankirtan may have been. Because Rukmini Devi, Satyabhama Devi, Lakshmana, Mitravinda, Nagnajiti, so many beautiful queens of Krishna, 16,108, they were chanting the names of Krishna. Such ecstatic kirtan pulled Uddhava out from the form of blade of grass in human form. And this is the very place of Kusum Sarovar, where Sri Krishna's 16,108 queens sat down in front of Uddhav. Uddhav was a great personality. Uddhav was a disciple of Brihaspati. He was the cousin of Krishna. He was also commander-in-chief of Krishna. He was a minister of Krishna. He was an advisor of Krishna. He was friend of Krishna. He was brother of Krishna. He used to dine with him, eat with him, joke with him, dance with him, go for hunting. Every single thing, he was constantly with Krishna. Such an associate, such love he had for Krishna. In fact, he had the color of Krishna. He had features of Krishna. So much so. And he had so much love for Krishna. And he had such humility to perform tapasya, to become the blade of grass. He had achieved the form of blade of grass in the desire of achieving the dust of the lotus feet of the gopis. Such an exalted personality, Uddhav. He also comes in Srimad Bhagavatam, where he discusses pastimes of Krishna and instructions of Sri Krishna consciousness to Vidura and other personalities. So Uddhav narrates Srimad Bhagavatam for 30 days at the banks of Kusum Sarovar. And what we need to understand is, Shukadev Maharaj had only 7 days to narrate the whole pastimes of Krishna and Srimad Bhagavatam, because Parikshit Maharaj had time limit of 7 days. But Uddhava didn't have that time limit that you have to speak in 7 days or 15 days or 14 days. So he narrated at his own sweet will, nicely and beautifully and to the requirement of the queens. And it is explained that as soon as Uddhava began the narration of Srimad Bhagavatam, all the queens immediately were freed from all their sufferings and anxiety and agony which they had prior to beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, because Krishna had left this world. Which means Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from Sri Krishna. As soon as Srimad Bhagavatam began, the narration began, it was Sri Krishna himself in the form of sound vibration of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And the queens immediately felt the presence of Sri Krishna, the association of Krishna. And because of that, all their misery of separation from Krishna went away. And they just were bliss every single day, day after day. And when 10th canto came, they saw themselves, they heard their own pastimes, they had that vision in which they saw themselves getting married with Krishna, living with Krishna in the palaces, the pastimes that they had with Krishna when he was there with them in those palaces. And they were very happy to see themselves in ecstasy. And when the whole narration of Srimad Bhagavatam ended, what happened? All those queens, they merged in their original forms. Satyabhama Devi merged in the original form of Satyabhama, and all of them went back to Goloka Vrindavan. So this place glorifies Harinam Sankirtan, also Srimad Bhagavatam. The glories of the Harinam Sankirtan, which delivers everybody in Kali Yuga, is presented over here, is manifested over here. And after Sri Krishna left this material world, he appeared again in the material world in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. In the horizon of this material world, Sri Krishna came back in the form of the sound vibration of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And that great glory is manifested over here. So we have to really meditate on Uddhava's personality, on the personality of the queens, the glory of the Harinam Sankirtan, the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam, and pray to Uddhav, pray to the queens of Krishna, pray to the Vaishnavas, that we develop that taste for the holy name and develop that attraction for the words of Srimad Bhagavatam. Because this one or two things are enough for devotees to attain the kingdom of God. And Uddhav manifested that glory of Srimad Bhagavatam at this very place of Kusum Sarovar. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.